Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. I've got a question for you. What does it take to see your own bias? What does it take for you to realize, Maybe I'm wrong on this one. Maybe I'm not seeing this the way that I should be seeing this one. 844-967-2789.
It takes a piercing humiliation in front of somebody you deeply respect and admire.
Is that what it requires?
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta get put in your place.
How are we aware of the biases that we have? And what does it take for you to see your bias? 844-967-2789.
Childhood trauma.
This is Luke Mathers on Dueling Tangents. Got Evan on the board. Want to give a quick shout out for my friend William Walter for filling in yesterday on the big show. Doing a terrific job with Evan on PFAS and so much more. Thank you, Will. We've had a lot of fun here around the Civic Media headquarters over the past day. All of the on-air hosts joining each other, getting together in the same place for some company-wide training. A lot of fun, and really appreciate Will filling in my absence. And I'm going to talk about bias, because I saw a headline that came across the feed earlier today, and I was like, come on, you gotta be kidding me. You're seriously gonna put that in print? And it's curious because when you're, a lot of people like to refer politics to be a sport nowadays. You're cheering for your laundry. You're cheering for what side you more regularly agree with. And the best example that I could come to mind then is it a very flagrant foul. Say you're a fan of the Packers, as most of you out there in the listening audience, I'm sure, are. Here in Wisconsin, we're a lot of Packer fans. And do you ever, when you're watching the Packers playing, I don't know, the Vikings or the Bears, and there's a penalty by one of the Green Bay Packers, and you're like, oh, no, yeah, that's fair. Or you're saying, oh, come on, is that garbage? And you ignore your bias. And you feed into the politics, or you feed into the sportsmanship of the sport. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can join in, call or text to that tangent line. Let's head over to the phone lines. We got Steven in Green Bay calling in. Steven, what does it take for you to see your own bias?
Well, I was, you know, like probably a lot of people, and I thought, well, I'm not biased towards anything. I'm pro-LGBT rights, pro-abortion, or pro-choice, I should say, and that doesn't apply to me. Well, I work at a hospital, and part of working at the hospital, they require you to take bias training. And after taking that training, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. So I actually had the opportunity not everyone else has, and I actually had a training that pointed out my bias for me.
Yeah, and so in your case, you believe that the training is what then got it. Before this training, you believed you were without bias?
Yeah, for the most part. And to be honest with you, I've done a lot of research and educating myself, too. I feel like, you know, the more educated you are, the more you're aware of your bias. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if there is a correlation there between education and bias. We all have bias. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Regardless, we have bias as individuals. We are creatures of habit. We tend to form those habits and we favor those habits. And everybody's got bias. If you're not aware of your bias, I think that's a bigger problem than actually saying what your bias is. If you're open about your bias and you're upfront about it and you let people know where you're coming from, I think that's a lot better than acting like you don't have bias. I appreciate your phone call, Stephen. 844-967-2789. You can be like Stephen. Share your tangent with me here on Dueling Tangents. And the headline that brought this up to me, Evan, and I'm curious to know if you give the same reaction as me, but this is the headline over at the New York Times, because here in Wisconsin, we're getting a lot of national attention for what is happening in less than 3 weeks here in our state. We've got an April 4th spring general election that will have a lot of consequences, and we're one of the only states right now with an election like this. Down in Chicago, there is a mayoral race going on there. But for politics that can get nationalized, here in Wisconsin, our state Supreme Court race is doing just that. And this headline over at the New York Times kind of got me going, come on. Why is this what's being portrayed in the New York freaking Times? And the headline is, in Wisconsin, liberals barrage conservative court candidate with attack ads. Now, last year, we had some pretty important races here in Wisconsin. Like a lot of states around the country, we had a midterm election for all of our members of Congress. Everybody in the House of Representatives was up on the ballot last November. Every other November, they are. And we also had a gubernatorial race. That was very important. We had a U.S. Senate race, the closest U.S. Senate race in 100 years, in a century. And the attack ads were out in full force. And I didn't see any coverage in the New York Times last November talking about how dark money conservative special interest groups were coming out and attacking then Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes in favor of incumbent Senator Ron Johnson. There was no coverage about the attack ads. Oh, feel pity for this candidate. They're getting hit with attack ads against Mandela Barnes last November. Is this wrong of me, Evan? Is this crazy for me to think how absurd this headline is over at the New York Times?
No, it's not, man. It's editorializing, as they say. That's frowned upon.
This is Reed Epstein. This is not an editorial. This is
No, he's editorializing. You know, he's offering his sort of personal take when he's trying to also get some information across. You shouldn't really be doing that. You should just get the information across.
Is it only newsworthy when all of a sudden a conservative candidate or a Republican is being hit with attack ads? Is it just par for the course when conservatives use attack ads against Democrats and liberals?
Of course it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What does it take for you to see your bias out there? 844-967-2789. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. You can share a tangent with us at that phone line all hour long. We will be joined coming up in this next segment by Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. Going to be taking a visit up north with Pat here on this Thursday afternoon, checking in with what's going on, all things Wisconsin, with our friends over at Up North News. And at the bottom of the hour, 2:30, we're going to be joined by Stephen Webb, the executive director of Planned Parenthood Action Wisconsin, talking about what that organization has been doing over the last year since Dobbs, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that came down last summer, overturned 50 years of legal precedent in Roe v. Wade. So really looking forward to having that conversation with Stephen about what Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin has been up to here back in the midterms last November and ahead of the state spring primary, or excuse me, spring general. I still want to refer to it, Evan, as a primary, but it is not, folks. It is less than 3 weeks away, and it is coming up on April 4th. You're going to want to stay tuned to civic media between now and April 4th, because we're going to be doing all that coverage of this race. We're going to be holding special election night coverage on April 4th. So the entire civic media team getting together to bring you that statewide coverage on election night, bringing you the results from around the state. And next Tuesday, the two state Supreme Court candidates are getting together for a debate and forum hosted by the Wisconsin Bar Association, Channel 3000 here in Madison. And it's going to be brought to you across Civic Media. We're going to have the ability to bring you special coverage of that forum next Tuesday evening. So you're going to want to stay tuned for details surrounding that as well. But what does it take for you to see the bias? Is it like sports where you have to see something flagrant where you're like, ah, yeah, that Packer clearly was a hold against the Bears? Or are we so up in our own trenches that we have a hard time seeing the bias?
I was only half kidding. I think that shame really has something to do with it. Like you said, if you were to using that football analogy to just go off of that, you see something that even you can't justify passing on, that you can't justify gaslighting yourself about, right?
You're just convinced that the side that you're supporting was in the right. And that is bias. To a point, you have to have arbiters, like in the sports analogy, referees. You have to have non-biased parties to be arbitrators.
Non-biased referees.
Yeah.
Good luck finding one of those.
So that's a hard thing to do as well, Evan. But it is part of the whole system that we put together. And so, what does it take for us to be aware of our bias? 844-967-2789. And it is, I think it's a telling thing, because I want to say that I'm wrong getting up in arms over this headline, but from every way that I've looked at it and the story that it's talking about, how there's just a barrage of attack ads against Daniel Kelly, the former state Supreme Court justice who's running for a 10-year term again, how it's just portrayed in the largest paper in the United States. I feel like I'm not just sitting around complaining about it, but it feels like this is something we need to be talking about. So love to hear your tangents on it. Going to be joined by Pat Kreitlow coming up in this next segment, and then Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're up to here at our growing network, you can tune in, check out the website, civicmedia.us. I want to give a special shout out to Jane Matinair, Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin. Really had a lot of fun joining them on their program from 1:30 to 2 o'clock earlier today. And so just shout out to them. Safe travels back to their area of the state as they leave here, Madison. You're listening to Dueling Tangents around the state thanks to Civic Media. We're going to continue the conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can download the Civic Media app and take us with you while you're on the go, like lots of our Civic Media hosts are today, heading back to their homes after being here in Madison. And another Civic Media host who was doing a little traveling yesterday, stuck on a tarmac for far too long, host of Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. How are we doing today, Pat?
We're tired, man. We're tired. This is not a matter of, you know, leaving Madison and heading back up the interstate. This is being stuck on the tarmac in San Diego for hours, literally, and getting back in the middle of the night and taking a quick nap and anchoring a 6 a.m. radio show. I don't recommend this career path for a lot of folks for a lot of reasons. And this would be the latest reason why.
There's something about that airport down there in San Diego then, because a few years ago on MLK Day, the delays were so bad, they had to give us vouchers for overnight. We had to stay in a hotel because all the flights just grounded. And I do not miss that airport one bit.
Well, the problem is that most of the time it's beautiful down there, but every so often they have this thing called weather, and they can't cope with actual weather. We normally joke about the Deep South, that if they get a quarter inch of snow, you know, everything shuts down. Now, they're getting more rain than they normally get, but even then, by Midwestern standards, it's not much, but there are all these hills and mountains, and so all the water's got to go someplace. And watching the news out there, I mean, we all know if the road is flooded, don't try to drive through it. And yet there's all the TV crews are busy showing the latest idiot, you know, under an overpass whose car got flooded. And I mean, it, look, California is what it is for a reason. It was a fine place to gather with the other Courier newsroom folks to talk about Up North News and the other outlets. But boy, with California, with the sunshine, you also get the crazies. And we got crazy travel thanks to weather.
Ooh, and so I do not envy you at all. See, it's very nice being located in the Civic Media headquarters that I don't have to do the traveling yet. So I have a feeling, though, we're going to probably do a little bit more popcorn coming up and jump from location to location, and I have a feeling there will be traveling in my future.
Look, if it whatever gets you out of there, because I noticed you're still in the same outfit I interviewed you in earlier, and you do this stuff in your home office like I do, and I can completely picture how your poor house in Sunny P needs those windows opened in the worst way once spring gets here, because you don't get out of the house enough. You don't get out of the office. So if you got to get on the road to get to Green Bay or, you know, wherever you're going next, that's a net positive.
I'm taking your advice. I'm taking your advice. We're going to be doing Duel and Tangents from the Shaw tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. It is going to be a great time. So the first,
it's going to be some great dueling, you and Brian, right, Brian? Brian.
I'm not going to jinx it.
Tangents with Luke Bryan. What's up here?
Well, Brian is doing a lot of heavy lifting, as you've seen. He's got very broad shoulders, and he's tasked with all that heavy lifting.
I couldn't help myself.
But. No, that's okay. But I'm not going to say for sure that it's happening, but there's a pretty good chance that the two of us may be in the same studio tomorrow. So we're not going to jinx it. But
I was going to say, is it a Civic Media studio, or is this a job action that we haven't heard about yet?
No, it is a Civic Media, the Shaw. We plan on being both in the same location. And I'm not going to say it's a definite thing, but like Dumb and Dumber says, so you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance. There's a chance. It's all that matters.
And you, on your big morning back from California, had earlier today Judge Janet Protasiewicz on. What do you got on store for tomorrow?
It's going to be a lot quieter. I'm going to make that bold prediction right now. We do have a writer from Time Magazine who's speaking today on you know, the transition to clean energy policy, talking at a WISP politics function. So we're going to talk to him. Then some of our usual Friday folks like Mark Jacob, a former editor at the Chicago Tribune, who's going to talk about media coverage of stories, and our national correspondent, Kiev Akil. I was just interviewing him for tomorrow morning's show, and his big story tomorrow is about the Wisconsin 1849 abortion ban and how old it is. All of the things that were around in 1849 that aren't around now, and yet we're still stuck with this law because, you know, Republicans can't do anything but want to control women's bodies in the state with things that were written, you know, back when only white guys made the rules.
Yeah, 174 years ago. And on that very subject, Stephen Webb, the executive director for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, going to be joining me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios coming up next. And it's a very important topic to be discussing. There was a provision put up forward yesterday by Republicans in the state assembly to allow exceptions. And that proposal is... it's pretty questionable, and we're going to have that conversation coming up next with Stephen Webb. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, really appreciate you joining me here on this segment. I have a feeling, Pat, I'm going to have to come up with a new excuse on Thursday mornings for why I may be a little tardy for your show, because we're not going to have too many more snowstorms here in 2023.
You'll need to do something else, and I don't doubt for one moment that when it comes to finding an excuse to get out of a work assignment, your creativity knows no bounds, young man, but I'm going to hold you to it. Thursday mornings, 7:50, you come join us.
There we go. Thank you so much, Pat, for joining me. I apologize that you had to deal with such long delays yesterday, but you're a trooper for putting out the content that Up North News is putting out.
And I apologize that you had to let me guilt you into putting me on the show since everybody else was doing crossover episodes.
It's crossover Thursday here on Civic Media. It's everywhere. Everybody's joining everybody on everybody's show.
And now me too.
Hey, I joined you. You kicked it off. Up North News kicked it off this morning.
It was my idea. Of course I did.
We started with you and we ended with you today, Pat. Thanks so much for joining me.
I am the Alpha and Omega. All right, buddy.
Tune in 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday for Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. You're listening to Dueling Tangents, which you can also find on Civic Media. All of the excellent programming we have on our website, civicmedia.us. Coming up next, Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media here in Madison from the Solidarity Realty Studios for Mad Radio 92.7 FM WMDX 1580 AM. And we are now joined here in studio by Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Stephen, how are we doing on this Thursday afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a little rainy, but we're making it happen here in Madison.
It's better. It's better than the snow, so I'm okay with a little rain here coming in into spring soon.
I would have to agree with that too.
I'm ready for it to be behind us, but I know that there's going to be one of those lingering April blizzards coming out.
It may be a May.
Oh, don't even joke about it. But yes, it is a possibility here in our state. But really appreciate you joining me here in the studio. And get the opportunity to speak with you a little bit about what Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin has been up to since last July, when really the paradigm shift, I think, in both Wisconsin politics and United States politics, when we had a very radical move from the U.S. Supreme Court in overturning 50 years of legal precedent and essentially sending every single state and territory in the United States into chaos with where those states stand on abortion laws and reproductive health care in each state. And so can you tell me a little bit about what it's been like in an organization like Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin in dealing with this new paradigm we have after the Dobbs decision last year?
Yeah, good question. So I would probably want to say what we've been doing, a lot. So as you know, that the Dobbs decision was leaked, and so it most definitely put a lot of people in a scramble. And so one of the things here at Planned Parenthood is that we are, you know, we pride ourselves as being like a trusted, you know, vessel of information or whatnot. And so as these things are going on, at the Supreme Court level, what we're doing is that we're informing our patients and our supporters about the information, what is going on, and being able to keep them abreast and letting them know where we stand and how we can, you know, move forward in this political environment where our reproductive freedom is in a place where it's fragile due to the things that certain people want to, you know, roll back here in the state.
Yeah, and it did leave it on very varying grounds for state by state after the Dobbs decision came down. Some states had it rolled back to 1973 laws. Here in Wisconsin, we rolled all the way back to 1849.
Yeah, we went back. We went back past the Civil War.
Yeah,
you know, and so it just really, really lets you know how long and how old, you know, this has really been on the books, and even more so tone deaf as far as, you know, the here and now in 2023 versus 1849.
Yeah, there's a vast difference over those 173 years, now 174 years, and so as you alluded, the leak of the draft for the Dobbs decision came out, and it still was pretty damning when the final decision came out, and it felt like there were a lot of individuals organizations still caught a little by surprise, a little flat-footed. And it seemed like it took some time to really mobilize and really understand what the ramifications of Roe v. Wade being overturned meant. And so can you describe just a little bit about here in Wisconsin, what those days immediately after the decision came when we, what was it like working for an organization that is on the front of the reproductive battle, reproductive healthcare battle, in a state that is pretty, when you poll Wisconsinites, it's a pretty pro-choice state. It is by, I believe, 60% pretty accurately, almost every single Marquette University Law School that was doing the polling. There seems to be some kind of consensus when you poll the public, but what was it like with an organization on the forefront of this debate and really movement for reproductive health care?
Yeah. So, you know, at first we're in the space of initial shock, just like everybody else. But the good thing at Planned Parenthood Advocates is that we prepare for these things and that we have scenarios and strategies. And so the thing was, is just most definitely like putting those things in motion, and putting those things in motion is giving our supporters and the patients the information of how this will impact their reproductive, you know, freedom here in the state. The other thing was, is that, as you alluded, is that as this happened, there's just so many different information and it's just being split from state to state. And a lot of people are having a hard time just like understanding that, but like really, really narrowed in on how this, you know, will, you know, impact, you know, our folks here in Wisconsin was the biggest thing, and empowering them to take action and advocate for, you know, the best self-interest of what the voters believe, you know, which is important here in Wisconsin. And that's, you know, to have that reproductive freedom. And, you know, the November 8th election was a testimony of how voters here in Wisconsin want to, you know, want to have.
Yeah. And that is an excellent point. Fast forwarding then from July to November of last year, we had two diametrically opposed candidates on the ballot when it came to governor for where they stood on the issue of reproductive health care. And Connecticut businessman Tim Michaels was very, very clear in his position that it was a mirror image of the 1849 law. And the incumbent governor, Tony Evers, was very clear that he would not allow anything to pass Wisconsin or to come before his desk that would further roll back reproductive rights here in our state. And Wisconsinites voted in a larger margin than back in 2018 to reelect Tony Evers to that position. And so what did Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, because for those out there in the listening audience that may not be aware, Planned Parenthood Advocates is a separate entity from Planned Parenthood.
Correct.
And so can you tell us a little bit about the difference between Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood Advocates and the work that your organization did leading up to the November election last fall?
Yeah. So when we talk about Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood Advocates, so Planned Parenthood is like, we would like to say is the mission. Reproductive health, making sure people are being served at our health centers and getting the things that they need, and on so on forth. Advocates is the, I would say, is the protector that goes out and moves the dial for the movement, for the things that need to be moved forward within the lane of, you know, reproductive health and rights.
Okay. And so leading up to the November midterm elections, what kind of work was Planned Parenthood Advocates doing to help defend in that lane?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is, as far as defending, is knowledge, right? And so mobilizing, you know, young folks being in the spaces of black and brown communities, marginalized communities, college campuses, and letting people know asking them, letting people know what is at stake, and giving people the information as far as a voting plan to, you know where to vote, know what's on the ballot, know where your voting place is, and encouraging people to vote early. But we have numerous things as far as, you know, since the pandemic, we've had a new ways of like getting in contact with people as far as like mobile apps, phone banks, paid media, digital, or just canvassing and knocking the doors. And so we have a multi-faceted approach of how we engage with our supporters, and even more so how our supporters can engage with us and advocate for these things.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined in studio by Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the efforts that his organization mobilized last November after last summer the Dobbs decision came down from the U.S. Supreme Court. And so last November's election was really the first opportunity that Wisconsinites had at the ballot box to be able to voice where they stood on a number of issues, mm-hmm. but specifically it was the first time after the Dobbs decision to voice their support for candidates in some regard, and for some voters out there, I'm sure in a very strong regard, mm-hmm. to this case of abortion. And so here this spring now, we are in Wisconsin, we elect our judges. It is the way that we, like a handful of other states around the country, elect individuals to the state's highest court, but we do it for all range of judges. And this the issue of reproductive health and abortion are once again framing a lot of what is going on this election cycle. Can you tell us a little bit about what your organization is doing ahead of the April 4th spring general election?
So like I said earlier, the biggest thing is that we are, you know, having important conversations, you know, about what's at stake with this election, and, you know, positioning people to have these conversations in their own social circles with their friends and families and neighbors. And so, you know, having like these face-to-face conversations, we believe is the best way that we, you know, can talk about these things with value, and being able to and to be able to energize and mobilize people, you know, to the doors is what we are doing, is that what we can really have continued to do. Planned Parenthood supporters have a very, very high rate of you know, voting when it comes to elections and whatnot. And so most definitely keeping up with that, expanding our capacity as far as, you know, being in the communities and just really just getting that knowledge out and just letting people know, you know, who's on the ballot, what is at stake, and how that they can engage in this democratic process.
Absolutely. And the organization, in concert with a number of other organizations here in Wisconsin, is putting on some mobilizing efforts ahead of the April 4th election. What can you tell us about the rallies that Planned Parenthood Advocates and Women Win Wisconsin are putting on between now and Tuesday, April 4th?
Yeah. So I would say we've been probably since last week until April 1st, like you said, we've been pitting on rallies all across the state, from La Crosse, Appleton, Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, and Kenosha, just really, really just trying to be visible, and really, really trying to connect with people, you know, and really getting people out there and letting their voice, you know, be heard.
Fantastic. And if individuals out there in the listening audience want to learn more about how they can get involved, attend those rallies between now and Election Day, where can they go to find some information, Stephen?
Yeah, so one, you can go to our Planned Parenthood Advocates page and get involved, and you can reach out to one of our organizers that we have across the state, or you can go on to Facebook and go to facebook.com/PPAWI. And get involved, get involved that way. But we really, really try to make it simple and easy. And so you just Google us, you'll find us. And, you know, there's always space for everybody in this movement. And so if you have a talent or something that you want to, you know, bring to the table as far as your voice, you know, we're here. And we really appreciate your power.
Fantastic. And if individuals aren't able to make it to the rallies themselves, but they want to maybe contribute in a different way.
Yeah, most definitely. And so the thing is that we have postcards, we have phone banks, we have text messages and things. And so no matter where you are, what you have going on in life, we have a way that you can, you know, advocate and share what this election means to you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Stephen. We're going to continue this conversation. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent, you can call or text 844-967-2789. Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, joining me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios on this Thursday afternoon. We got one more segment left in the day, but plenty of time for your tangents, and we're going to continue this conversation on the other side. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to the program across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing here as a growing radio network, head over to the website civicmedia.us. You can see more about Dueling Tangents. You can check out the other shows across the network, like Pat Kreitlow with Up North News Radio, who joined me earlier in the show, and joined now in studio by Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And Stephen, it felt like it was inevitable that this race was going to, this state Supreme Court race was going to have implications surrounding abortion rights with the legal case that is going before Wisconsin state courts now, challenging whether or not there's standing on the 1849 law, how antiquated it is, the laws passed rolling back Roe v. Wade protections by former Republican administrations, whether or not that implicitly repealed the former 19th century law, 1849. That is how old it is. But so there's a lot going on. We knew that this was going to brand this Supreme Court race. And yesterday, it seems like Republican lawmakers decided to take a step that I don't quite understand, but it seems like it is their hope to try to seem a little bit more moderate on a still pretty extreme stance. And so for those out there in the listening audience that are unaware, yesterday some select Republican lawmakers introduced a provision in the state assembly that would provide exceptions for rape and incest into the state's abortion law. That bans all abortions except for in cases of the life of the mother. That was what the 1849 law was. And Republicans are trying to take at least an approach of moderation, it seems like, Stephen. But what are your thoughts on this proposal that Republican lawmakers put forth yesterday?
So for us here at Advocates, it is still unacceptable. The great thing is that we have a governor that is a champion of reproductive health, and he has, through his actions and words have really like drawn the line in the sand for what it is that we need here, and that is restoring Roe here for Wisconsin. And so the things that the Republicans are, proposing, like you said, are extreme, tone deaf, and, they are not aligned with, they're not aligned with the values of, when it comes to this type of work, and even more so to the people that it impacts the most. And so just another extreme proposal, nowhere near where folks here in Wisconsin have shown where it needs to be at.
Yeah, and it seems like this is an area that even Republicans are having a hard time figuring out their stance on it, because there are a lot of organizations, the pro-life quote-unquote organizations, the religious organizations here in Wisconsin, coming out and condemning this, and it seems like Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu has indicated that he would not bring this forward for even a discussion on the state assembly floor, or excuse me, the state Senate floor. And so it's a strange thing to introduce a few weeks before a spring election here in Wisconsin. But apparently some Republicans believe that this would allow them to moderate their position on a very extreme stance.
Yeah, I think this is just one of those performative strategies that distracts from what it is that really is important, and that's restoring Roe here in Wisconsin. That proposal is just, like I said earlier, still tone deaf to what really needs to happen. And so just like in November, my hopes is in April, the people will speak on what's important to them.
Yeah, and for listeners out there in the audience that want to get involved between now and April 4th, can we share it one more time with the audience what Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin is going to be doing the upcoming weekends between now and the Tuesday, April 4th election?
Yeah, like I said, you can go on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/PPAWI. And you can see we are having rallies and civic engagements all across the state. And you can sign up, and we'll have one of our organizers reach out to you and get you connected. And we'll love to see you out there letting your voice be heard.
Where are some of these rallies taking place?
So it's a little bit all over. So Green Bay and Appleton, Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee. And so what I would say is that just stay connected to our Facebook page, even more so to the Planned Parenthood Advocates page, and it'll keep you up to date of all the things that we have going on here in the state of Wisconsin.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me here in the studio on this Thursday afternoon, Stephen. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate the work that you and Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin is putting on for the very important Supreme Court race that is, and folks, up and down the ballot on Tuesday, April 4th, there are important elections. This is one of them, but there's a lot. So be a voter this Tuesday, April 4th. You're going to want to learn more, if you need to, about registering to vote and getting ready to be a voter on Election Day, coming up less than 3 weeks away now, 2.5 weeks away. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. You can check your registration status there, request an absentee ballot, or you can vote in person absentee, coming up beginning on Tuesday. Varies by municipality though, so you're going to want to check out myvote.wi.gov. And really appreciate you joining me this Thursday afternoon, Stephen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts: Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google. So many different ways to listen. You can also head over to the website civicmedia.us, where you can click on Dueling Tangents under shows, and you can see all past shows as well as today's coming up in a little bit. Really appreciate everybody out there in the listening audience. Appreciate Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio for joining me earlier, and Stephen Webb, Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Folks, it is coming up fast. We're in the midst of an election now. Make a plan to be a voter. You got St. Paddy's Day coming up tomorrow. And I'm not going to promise it, but there's a chance that Luke and Brian may be together on the airwaves tomorrow afternoon. Cross Civic Media, you're going to have to tune in at 2 o'clock to find out. Take it easy, everyone. Talk to y'all later.